This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Meek. Syria's foreign minister, Waleed al-Mualem, a career diplomat who became one of the country's most prominent faces to the outside world during the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad, has died at the age of 79. He served as ambassador to Washington for 9 years, starting in 1990 during Syria's on-and-off peace talks with Israel. He was a close confidant of Assad, known for his loyalty and a hard-line position against the opposition. Syria's state-run news agency announced his death Monday morning. It offered no immediate cause of death, though his health was said to be deteriorating in recent years with heart problems. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is as fit as a butcher's dog after being instructed to self-isolate for 14 days because he recently came in contact with someone who had since contracted coronavirus. In a video message posted Monday on Twitter from his London apartment, Johnson said he did not matter or did not matter, that he was already enduring the COVID-19 and is bursting with antibodies. The quarantine requirement comes at the start of a crucial week for Johnson's conservative government that includes discussions over a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said it was a right that the prime minister goes into self-isolation, even though he's already had coronavirus, as people can catch it twice. A fast-strengthening Hurricane Iota is sweeping over the Western Caribbean and has become a very dangerous Category 4 storm as it heads for the same part of Central America and battered by a similarly powerful Hurricane Eta just a week ago. And the evacuations were being conducted from low-lying areas in Nicaragua. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump asserted on Twitter on Sunday that he will soon file big cases challenging the 2020 election results in which Joe Biden is the projected president-elect. Earlier, President Trump appeared to acknowledge for the first time that Biden won the presidential election. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. The Sunday morning tweets included several baseless claims about the November 3rd vote, calling it rigged and only a victory for Biden in the eyes of the media. However, state and federal officials say the election was safe and secure. On ABC's This Week, Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton called on Republicans to speak up.
If the Republican voters are only hearing Donald Trump's misrepresentations, it's not surprising that they believe it. It's critical for other Republican leaders to stand up and explain what actually happened.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
UN-led talks aimed at appointing an interim administration in Libya to help bring an end to a decade of conflict concluded without naming the executive. The UN says the parties have agreed to a virtual meeting in about a week to agree on the selection mechanism for the coming authority. Four astronauts were successfully launched on the SpaceX Crew Dragon Resilience to the International Space Station on Sunday. This is the first of what the U.S. hopes will be many routine missions following a successful test flight earlier in the year. The crew will dock with the International Space Station at 0400 GMT Tuesday, joining two Russians and one American on board the station. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reports more than 54 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed around the world as of Sunday. The U.S., India, and Brazil continue to top the list as places with the most infections. In Europe, the continent is facing another surge as well. Israel's housing ministry said a settlement watchdog group and see the country is moving forward on the construction of hundreds of new homes for Jewish residents in a sensitive East Jerusalem neighborhood. And Peru's interim president, Manuel Merino, resigned Sunday after the country's political parties demanded he step down or face impeachment. This follows his death of the death of two people in protest over the sudden ouster of his predecessor. He had been in office for less than a week. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's been over a year since anything has been posted on her social media pages. Nearly 7 years since she's released an album and 6 since she's been on stage. But no matter how long she stays away, she will always be welcomed back with open arms from her diehard loyal fans. This week, we are traveling back to the 1980s when a country girl from England began her journey to becoming the most successful British female solo artist of all time. Welcome to a special throwback edition of the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we're featuring the smooth sounds of Sade Adu. Helen Folasade Adu was born in the Oyo State of Nigeria to a Nigerian economics professor and a British nurse. Her parents separated soon after she was born, and Sade's mother moved her and her older brother to England, where she was raised in the countryside by her grandparents. In a rare interview, Sade described her younger self as fiercely independent, a country girl with tomboyish tendencies, which seems odd considering her adult image and sound are decidedly urban, sensual, and sophisticated. Although Sade has always been a creative, music was not her first love. After high school, she earned a place at the Central St. Martin's College of Art and Design, where she studied fashion. During that time, she also wrote songs for and occasionally sang backup in a band called Pride. One night, she was asked to perform lead on the song we just heard, Smooth Operator. And as it happens, there were music industry folks in the audience, and before long, she and three of her bandmates were signed to Epic Records. Their debut album, Diamond Life, was released in July of 1984 and eventually sold over 6 million copies worldwide. The band, who called themselves Sade, incorporated sounds of jazz, R&B, and pop to create a hybrid that was popular at the time in the UK and would eventually become the foundation of the neo-soul movement in the U.S. 10 years later. From her debut album, Diamond Life, here is Sade Adu and her band, Sade, with Your Love is King.
Your love is king. Crown you in my heart. Your love is king. Never need to part. Your kisses ring. Round and round my head, touching the
old school soul.
Sade's debut album, Diamond Life. That was Hang On To Your Love. The album only took 6 weeks to record, and it won a Brit Award for the best album. In 1985, Sade released their second project called Promise, which reached number one on the UK and the US album charts. The title came from letters Sade's father wrote to her, in which he referred to the promise of hope to recover from cancer. Unfortunately, it eventually took his life that same year. Of the many things that makes the album so special, the fact that it was recorded live is what stands out to me. You can hear the soul of the musicians and, of course, Sade throughout. I want you to take a listen so you can hear what I mean. Here's Sade and The Sweetest Taboo on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. This is the Soul Lounge Spotlight, and this week we are going back to the old school to celebrate the life and music of Sade. Stay tuned for more from Sade when we return to the throwback edition of the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we're taking a look back at the life and influence of one of the most elusive artists in the game, Sade, whose music is loved by and has inspired everyone from Aretha Franklin to Missy Elliott. She and her band of the same name have sold over 50 million albums worldwide, and according to London's The Sunday Times, is the most successful British female artist in history. After two successful multi-platinum albums and sold-out world tours, Sade took a break. Her six-year marriage to Spanish film director Carlos Pliego had ended, and she needed time to focus on her personal life. During her time off, Sade met a Jamaican music producer, and the two of them had a daughter named Ila. Understanding how important it was for her to be there for Ila, Sade took a few more years off to focus on motherhood. And finally, in 1992, Sade went back into the studio to record her fourth album titled Love Deluxe. Critics panned the album, calling it icy and void of heart and feeling. But that didn't stop diehard fans from supporting the project. Love Deluxe reached the top in five countries thanks to its first single, which by many is considered one of Sade's signature songs. This is No Ordinary Love on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
I gave you all of You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Look at this.
If you're enjoying this week's celebration of Sade, let me know. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. You can also suggest artists you'd like to hear covered during future spotlights. But now let's get back to Sade. This is Cherish the Day on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. That was Cherish the Day from Sade's 1992 album Love Deluxe. It would be 8 years before she would release another. It's unclear what Sade was doing during that time, as she just dropped out of the spotlight. Sade has said many times that she's not a fan of being famous, and she finds the media's fascination with her personal life both invasive and disturbing. So she's become somewhat of a recluse. Her band, however, continued to work under the name Sweetback, and they released their self-titled debut album in 1994. In the year 2000, Sade declared that she was ready for a comeback, so she and the band returned to the studio to begin work on Lover's Rock, named for the music that Sade listened to in her youth. A departure from their jazz-influenced sound, Lover's Rock was heavy on the R&B, the soul, the dub, and the reggae. The album earned them a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album, and the lead single, By Your Side, was nominated for Best Pop Female Vocal Performance. Here's Sade with By Your Side on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Baby,
Following the release of Lover's Rock, Sade disappeared again for 10 years. Now, what we do know is that during that time, Sade moved into a small remote town in England and focused on raising her daughter alongside her boyfriend and his son. She made a few rare public appearances, including at the Order of the British Empire's, or OBE, ceremony that honored her for her services to music, one of the most prestigious honors for British artists. Sade's sixth album, Soldier of Love, was released in 2010. It debuted at the top of the 200 chart, selling 500,000 copies in its very first week, a testament to the love and the loyalty of Sade's fan base. So here we are in 2017, and I've been hearing whispers of rumors that Sade is back in the studio. And as a diehard fan who's never seen her live, I am certainly hoping it's true. Seeing her on stage, the Sade experience, is certainly high up on my bucket list. But in the meantime, of course, we have over 20 years of music to enjoy. Well, darlings, thank you again for joining me on another Soul Lounge Spotlight. I will be back next week with music from another one of your favorite soul artists. In between then and now, be sure to reach out to me via social media, Facebook and Twitter, at VOA Lady DJ. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
I'm a I'm a soldier.